When it comes to making contract awards, agencies need to be precise about the date and time. That's because the law imposes deadlines on bid protests, and the clock starts ticking the moment the award is made. That basic premise of procurement law was reaffirmed recently when an agency tried to backdate the award by one day. We get more now from attorney Joseph Petrillo of Petrillo and Powell. And I guess when it gets to protest, Joe, moments and days and hours really do count.
That's right. There are very short time limits, and they're very strictly enforced in almost all instances. And this is an example of that. And it's also an example of the kind of strange situation we have with the automatic stay of performance in a GAO protest, where that's, of course, part of the GAO protest process, but GAO has no rule in implementing or enforcing the stay. So in this instance, there were blanket purchase agreements awarded by the Defense Intelligence Agency for IT services, and those agreements were protested by one of the disappointed bidders. The notice of award came out on September 7, and the protest was filed exactly 10 days later. Under the statute, if a protest is filed within 10 days of award, it qualifies for the automatic stay of contract performance. The Defense Intelligence Agency, however, got back in touch with the protester and said, no, we're not going to implement the stay because we didn't award the contract on September 27. We awarded it on September 26, day before, and you're one day late. So the protester ends up going to the Court of Federal Claims to enforce the stay. As I said, there's that strange situation where the stay applies in a GAO protest, but the GAO has no role in monitoring or enforcing the stay.
So there are really two suits, so to speak, going on, one
exactly.
against the contract award itself and the other against the lack of stay.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so they're in two different forums on two different issues related to the same matter. And before the court, the Defense Intelligence Agency produced two sets of contract documents. One set had signatures on it dated September 27, and the other one was apparently some kind of set generated internally by the DIA contracting system for contracts, the computerized system. And that one was dated September 26, and it had scanned signatures that were populated in the correct blanks for the contract. So there were two sets of contract documents, one set that was apparently internal to DIA, and another set that was signed the day later. And the court had to decide which one was the effective one here.
And what did the court decide?
Well, they came down with two separate grounds for their decision. The first one was they were going to go with the September 27 date because that's the one in which the contracting officer had signed and it had an effective date in two of the three BIAs of September 27. And so they said, well, the contracting officer signed this one. Everyone signed it. It was pretty clear that this was an award. But the second ground of decision was much more interesting, I think. And that is that if the government does not tell the contractor what the date of award is in the notice, the contractor basically can assume that that's the date of award. And the court came up with this ruling because it said, you know, the stay of performance is important to enforce the contract remedy and give it some meaning, the protest remedy, rather, and give it some meaning. But
an agency, I mean, what the court was saying is you can't decide, well, let's give an award and then 5 days later tell the losing parties purposely so that you could avoid that 10-day window or force them to avoid the 10-day window.
Right. And even worse, if you don't say what the award day was, then the protester has to guess. And you don't know, was it the day before your notification, 2 days? You're put in a very difficult position. So without knowledge of the actual award date, there's no way to effectuate the 10-day stay rule and make it work. And that was the alternate ground upon that which the upon which the court ruled. I think the lesson to procuring agencies is when you give the notice of award, do it on the date of award, and if you miss it by a day, say in the notice of award what the actual date was.
So the stay is in effect now while the merits of the protest itself proceed.
That's right. The court issued an injunction imposing the stay.
And I should ask you this one question to clarify something we've discussed before. This was an order under a blanket purchase agreement. Those will still be protestable to GAO. Unlike
this was a blanket purchase agreement, I believe, under GSA schedule contracts.
So this would not be subject to the sunset of being able to protest task orders to the GAO.
Right, and that sunset only applies to civilian agencies, doesn't apply to DOD, NASA, or the Coast Guard.
All right, so no escape for DIA on this one.
No way.
Joe Petrillo is a procurement attorney with Petrillo & Powell. As always, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You can find this interview and all of our procurement coverage at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.